In Africa, 14 people have died following an outbreak of Ebola in Uganda, according to the World Health Organization. The deaths occurred in Kibali District in the western part of the country, nine of them in a single household. The WHO reports that since the beginning of July, there have been a total of 20 cases of Ebola hemorrhagic fever in Kibale, where the government is working to control the outbreak. The WHO spokesman, Gregory Hartle, in Geneva, spoke about the outbreak.
Well, we are investigating the Uganda Ministry of Health, of course, who's in the lead. There are officials from CDC, from WHO, helping to support the investigation. There are several main thrusts to what's happening right now. We need to know what the source of the infection is so that we can stop that. We need to set up proper infection control procedures in a designated hospital or hospitals so that those who have been infected with Ebola don't infect others. We need to get proper clinical management in place. Those are some of the things that we need to do. And we also are still waiting for a second lab confirmation of the virus. We're still looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 cases, if not a few more. The fatality rate is approximately 65% for the moment, which is unfortunately very high, but the norm for what we see from Ebola Sudan outbreaks. We believe this is the Sudan substrain of the Ebola virus.